Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be healed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. There is healing, healing, healing on the line today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Take ownership of the word right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We declare and decree that it is so, and it is already done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the I Am a Ruby Global Network Sunday Gospel Explosion broadcast. Glory to God. Today it is hosted by our Timothy generation. Hallelujah. Under the leadership of Prophetess Lapresha Eagle Eye Alexander. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're just grateful to be on the line on today.
I'm going to go in my room.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
No, you got it on speakerphone. That's why it echoes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you all could put your phones on mute on today, hallelujah, as we go forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Glory to God. I am Apostle Dr. Marcia Jones. Glory to God. They call me the fire starter. Hallelujah. I will be your moderator on today. Glory to God. And we'll open up right now with a scripture reading by Prophetess Irene. Glory to God. The mic is yours. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I'm going to be reading Jeremiah 29, verse 11 to 13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Amen, amen. The mic is back to you, Apostle Dr. Marcia.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Seek. Y'all heard her say that. Seek. Prophetess Irene, can you just read that just one more time? Glory to God. Seek. Y'all listen carefully. Hallelujah. If you could read it just one more time. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Seek. Hallelujah. I know the thoughts that you think. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, I'm excited. Hallelujah. Prophetess Irene, glory to God. Thank you for that powerful scripture. Hallelujah. Seek him. Hallelujah. Have thoughts of peace and not of evil. Glory to God. Or ill will. My God. Hallelujah. Seek him while he may be found. Seek the Lord in all that you say and do. Hallelujah, not only in your ministry life, but your personal and your professional lives. Seek him all the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah, just excited, excited, excited about the word. Prophetess Irene, thank you so much, hallelujah, for going forth with that. Glory to God. Now it is the time that we will go into our opening prayer. Hallelujah, by Evangelist Mother Pat. Glory to God. Mother Pat, the mic is yours.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. First giving honor to you, Lord God, who is truly first in my life. Without you, Lord God, I can do nothing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Excuse me, Father God, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, thanking you for everything and all things, Lord God, thanking you for lying down last night and rising up this morning to see another day, Lord God, a day we've never seen before and a day we shall never see again, Lord God, thanking you for life, health, and strength. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thanking you for your darling son, Jesus, the Christ. Lord God, he died in order for us to relive again, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being our Alpha and our Omega and our beginning and surely our end, Lord God. Thank you for being the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God. Thank you for being the ruler over all of our lives. on today, Lord God. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for watching over each and every one of us. As I said before, from the time we slept up until this present time, Lord God, nobody but you, Lord God. You didn't let no hurt, harm, or danger come to us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your people on this afternoon, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I plead the blood over your babies on today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I plead the blood over the elderly on today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, somebody woke up this morning and didn't have nowhere to go. Their cover was the ground, Lord God. So, Father God, I'm asking for shelter so they can come in out the storm. Oh, Father God, somebody got up this morning hungry. Somebody went to bed last night hungry. Lord God, if you will, give them something to eat, Lord God. Somebody is thirsty right now, Lord God. Father God, I'm asking you not just a physical water, but somebody need a spiritual water on today, Lord God. Somebody don't have no shoes on their feet, Lord God, and it's going to be cold after a while. Oh, Father God, bless them to have shoes on their feet and clothes on their backs, Lord God. Somebody lost on the day, Lord God. Father God, help them to find their way back to you, Lord God. You and only you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, continue to order all of our footsteps on today, Lord God. Renew in us the right spirit and give us all a clean heart so we can better serve you, Lord God, in unity and in truth, Lord God. Oh, Father God, it's praying time in the land on today, Lord God. Help us to continue to bring prayer back into the churches, Lord God. Help us to continue to bring prayer back into the schools, Lord God. But most of all, help the parents to bring prayer back into their homes on today, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to teach our babies about you, Lord God, and your son, teaching them how to read and understand the true and living Bible, the true and living word, Lord God. And not only just allow us to read it, Lord God, but help us to live it also, Lord God. Oh, Father God, time is winding down right now. It's praying time, Lord God. We need you in this critical hour. Lord God, it's praying time, Father God. And if there be anything that's unclean on this line, Lord God, I rebuke it right now and send it, all of it, back to the dry places, never to return again. No type of diseases of the body, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your people on the day. You say we shall live and not die, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your angels on today, Lord God, that you have already assembled them all around us on today, Lord God, not only standing in on my behalf, interceding on my behalf, but each and everybody on the line behalf. Here in the United States and global, Lord God. Ooh, the psalmist say, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we serve. And then you know she went on and she said, somebody pray for her. Oh, I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. And then she went a little further and she said, Jesus prayed for me out in the Garden of Gethsemane. How many of y'all know that Jesus was already praying for us even before we was thought about being born? Over 2,000 years, Lord God. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And then she went in the funnel when she got ready to close up the song, and she said, victory is mine. How many of you know today that victory is yours? Thank you, Lord, for victory being ours on today, Lord God. Thank you for allowing somebody to pray for us, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I pray and I continue to pray that we'll be a blessing to someone just as you have been a blessing to us, Lord God. Oh, Father God, continue to bless this ministry as a whole and everybody in their rightful, respectable places on the line today, Lord God, and their families, Lord God. Please, sir, if you will, someone may be bereaved, Lord God, on today. But we know you're sending your angels of comfort to comfort them. For we know that earth hath no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal it. We've been made endure for a night, but joy surely going to come in the morning. Oh, it's coming, y'all. It's coming, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the joy that you have given all of us. Thank you, Lord God. All I fail in asking, Lord God, please say, do not fail in giving. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are a strength one for the Father. Oh, Lord, you are a strength one for the Son. Oh, Lord, you are a strength one for the Holy Spirit, our Redeemer, and Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Let your Holy Ghost continue to rain down upon us. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Apostle Jones, the mic is yours. Amen. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Ah, hallelujah! Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, the mic is yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we just cover Mother Pat right now. Lord God, everything that's trying to rise up against her voice, that's trying to take her down. Lord God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you've already eradicated it from her body in the name of Jesus. We pray, hallelujah, a stealth hedge of healthy protection all around her and a stealth, hallelujah, hedge of, or stealth wall of fire of help. Hallelujah, all around her in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you that nothing can stop her, nothing can block her, Lord God. We declare and decree that she's unstoppable, hallelujah, with bringing forth your word in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, hallelujah, as she continues to cover everyone else, Lord God, hallelujah, that we cover her right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you that you already let her know that she's never alone in this battle, Lord God, hallelujah. Lord God, we say thank you. Hallelujah, that she is 100% restored, and by your stripes, she is healed. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, hallelujah, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Glory to
amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer, Mother Pat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I heard you call for couple of times, I'm like, the devil is a liar. Got to get up off of her today. Hallelujah. That prayer was powerful going forth. We thank you so much for covering, hallelujah, and giving us our opening prayer. Now we will have our testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
On the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the palace in front of the king's hall. The king was sitting on his royal throne in the hall, facing the entrance. When he saw Queen Esther standing in the court, he was pleased with her and held out to her the gold scepter that was in his hand. So Esther approached and touched the tip of the scepter. Then the king asked,
"What is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be given you."
"If it pleases the king,"
replied Esther,
"let the king, together with Haman, come today to a banquet I have prepared for him."
"Bring Haman at once,"
the king said,
"so that we may do what Esther asked."
So the king and Haman went to the banquet Esther had prepared.
"Haman, Esther has outdone us.
She has indeed."
As they were drinking wine, the king again asked Esther,
"Now, what is your petition? It will be given you. And what is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be granted."
Esther replied,
"My petition and my request is this. If the king regards me with favor, and if it pleases the king to grant my petition and fulfill my request, let the king and Haman come tomorrow to the banquet I will prepare for them. Then I will answer the king's question."
Haman went out that day happy and in high spirits. But when he saw Mordecai at the king's gate and observed that he neither rose nor showed fear in his presence, He was filled with rage against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman restrained himself and went home.
Zeresh.
Calling together his friends and Zeresh his wife, Haman boasted to them about his vast wealth, his many sons, and all the ways the king had honored him, and how he had elevated him above the other nobles and officials.
In front of everyone. And that's not all. I'm the only person Queen Esther invited to accompany the king to the banquet she gave. And she has invited me along with the king tomorrow. But all this gives me no satisfaction as long as I see that Jew, Mordecai, sitting at the king's gate.
His wife Zeresh and all his friends said to him,
"Have a pole set up, reaching to a height of 50 cubits,
yes,
and ask the king in the morning to have Mordecai impaled on it. Then go with the king to the banquet and enjoy yourself."
This suggestion delighted Haman, and he had the pole set up.
Set up a pole.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Came from the book of Esther. Hallelujah. Chapter 5, verses 2 through 14. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just excited, excited, excited. Hallelujah. About what God is saying. Hallelujah. Excuse me. It's Esther. The fifth chapter of Esther, verses 1 through 14. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just excited about what God is saying and doing in this season. Hallelujah. You heard him say robe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you hear the songwriter says that I'm going to put on my robe and tell the story. And as they were telling the story, that song, hallelujah, came into my spirit. So I'm just excited on today about the blessed testimony that went forth. Glory to God, hallelujah, and we declare and decree, hallelujah, that it is so, and that not one word of God's word shall fall to the ground in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen, hallelujah. Now we will have our seed planting by none other than our, hallelujah, our Timothy generation leader, hallelujah, Prophetess Lucretia Eagle Eye, hallelujah. Eagle Eye, the mic is yours, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank God for everyone being here on today. I thank God for just that testimony. I thank God for the prayer that Mother Pat prayed for everyone. I thank God for just being here alive on today. Let's just take the time out today to just thank God for being here and alive and just giving thanks to him for waking us up, being able to get on go, to be able to sing to him today, to be able to pray to him today, and rejoice to him today. This is thank God for this right now. Just thank God for just being alive to do the Timothy generation, but even to read a scripture to him, to pray to him, because some people didn't do that today. Some people gave up, but today we are all here and alive and activities in our limbs to say that we thankful, that we are grateful to being here and to do the Timothy generation on this Sunday, to be alive, to live to see October the 29th, to live to see next year, to live to see a whole bunch of things that's coming forth in our ministry that's going forth right now. Let us thank God for that right now. Just give him glory, honor, praise, and for more new things to come with us in this ministry that's going to go forth, and I'm glad to be a part of it, and I'm so excited. And now I am going to be doing seed planting, and I'm going to be reading Malachi 3 of the Message version. 12, I'm sorry. And it says, "Being by being honest, do honest people rob God? But you rob me day after day," you ask. "How have we robbed you?" "The tithe and offering, that's how. And now you're under a curse, the whole lot of you, because you're robbing me. Bring your full tithe to the temple treasury so there will be provision in the temple. Test me in this and see if I don't open up heavens into you and pour out blessings beyond your wildest dreams. For my part, will defend you against the matters, protect your wheat, fields, and vegetables and gardens against the plunderers. The message of God of the angels' army. You'll be voted happiness nation. You'll experience what it's like to be a country of grace. God of the angel army says so. Amen, amen. Now, I'm going to take the time out to let you guys know to go on iamruby.com and type up, and you will go on, you will see the screen where it says seed planting, and you will click on that, and you will put how much you want, I mean, how much you desire, or what God wants you to put in, what desire for you to put in there, or put in the exact amount, the how much you actually made. I'm going to actually tell you a story about a person in the ministry that who tithed, that's over the Timothy generation. Even when she has little amounts on her, that her checks be, she still tithed her 10%, no matter what. She tithed. Let's just say I had $100 before. I had $100 on my check before, and I did a lot of work. And I would tithe my 10%, which is $10. Even when they took more than over beyond, I still would tithe, because God get his tithes no matter what. Because I'm not looking for a curse. I'm not trying to rob him. I'm trying to stay blessed. I want to be blessed. I'm going to continue to be blessed, because I want to continue to tithe no matter what I do. No matter what the trials and tribulations look like on a check or anything, I still tithe my 10%, because I know it's right, and I know it's by God that I'm going to get blessed and tremendously blessed for anything that I do, because that's the most important thing besides praying and fasting and everything else. But that's one of the most important things, not to rob him. And I just want to take time out to just let everybody know my testimony of me being a faithful tither. You're going to be blessed. Even though things try to come your way, you pray, you cast it out. But a tither is, tithing is one of my, I love it dearly. And I wouldn't give it up nothing for the world. Amen, amen. Apostle Firestarter, the mic is yours.
Amen, amen, amen. Did y'all hear that? She says, I tithe regardless of what is going on. Regardless of what she owes, she said, I owe God first. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. No matter what, hallelujah, are you a believing believer? Do you believe that, hallelujah, if you give him 10%, hallelujah, that he'll return it back to 180% back to you? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, that's that kingdom multiplication that he's giving back to you. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. Do y'all think that Apostle would have been able to get that presentation on Friday? Come on, let's be honest. Does anybody think that she would have gotten that presentation on Friday if she hadn't been tithing and sowing, giving offering, first fruits, giving over and above, and continuing to sow regardless of what was going on, regardless of what she needed? Y'all heard her testimony on last week. She said, I didn't have a home, but I kept sowing. Do y'all think that she would be where she is today in a home? Do you think she would have gotten that award, that presentation on Friday? Do you think that God will continue to provide over and above everything if she hadn't sown seeds? Come on, somebody. And she prayed over it. She thanked God for it. Prophetess Lapresha, glory to God. The ministerial staff, so thank you, ministerial staff. If we hadn't been obedience is better than sacrifice. If we hadn't been obedient over what God told us to do, do you think that you would be where, hallelujah, you are today? If you, my God, do you think you would have all, come on, somebody, because I know I've fallen short a couple of times on my tithing this year, just a couple of times. And one time I just completely forgot. I don't know how I was traveling or something. But when I thought about that thing and thought about that I hadn't sowed, I said, uh-oh, wait a minute. I had to pull the car over and pay my tithes right then, sowed. Right then and there. I said, I got to get the seed in the ground. I can't be forgetting like that. because God never forgets anything that we need. You heard Mother Pat say he's our Alpha and our Omega, the beginning and the end. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank you in advance for not only your obedience, but for your sowing seed. And we pray, hallelujah, 10,000-fold blessing over your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And ask God to multiply it back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men and women give into your bosom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we've come to the time for praise and worship. Hallelujah.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A hallelujah stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way.
Again, you are Alpha. give you all the glory.
We give you all.
We give you all, we give you all, we give you all. church. Come on, lift up your hands and tell him yes. Somebody needs to make that confession of faith tonight. Say it. I will never be the same. Not after being with you. I want you to say this. I came here sick, but when I leave, I'll be healed.
Hallelujah. I came here sick. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And when I leave, I'm going to be healed in the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, I'm healed right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Stop waiting for a prophet, as he said, to prophesy over you. Hallelujah. We have the ability, my God, to lay hands on it, it shall be healed. That only don't mean the physical body. That means our finances, our relationships. That means everything. It shall be healed in the name of Jesus. Walk in your healing on today in the name of Jesus. He said, I came here broke. I'm not claiming that. I came here, hallelujah, what the Lord has given me. And glory to God, when I leave the line, I'm going to, hallelujah, leave with even more than I came to the line with. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we've come to the hour. Hallelujah. For the introduction of our speaker of the hour. Hallelujah. I turn it over to none other than our Queen Chief Apostle, Tashana Wiley. Hallelujah. The mic is yours.
Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I introduce the speaker, I don't know if anybody else feel this breakthrough, breaker's anointing on. I hope I'm not the only one that feels this breaker's anointing on this broadcast on today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bel-Perazine. Do anybody feel the breakthrough? Bel-Perazine, the Lord of a breakout, a breakthrough.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes,
my God,
Lord.
I can feel it all up in my room. I can feel it all. Oh, my God. I walked
thank
in the hallway for a minute,
Jesus.
And I felt it all up in there. My God, it's like something that is just pulling you into worship, in a deep worship. That's that breaker's anointing that King David them had when they called the place, my God, Bel-Perazine, the Lord of a breakout, a breakthrough, a breakthrough. Do anybody feel that presence of my God, of God, hallelujah, that he's letting us know I'm here with you. I'm right here. I'm giving Okay. Lord Jesus. Woo, my God. The breakers of the
Lord.
Touch yourself, touch your belly and your mind. And say, I am walking and possessing the breaker's anointing. Hallelujah. The breaker's anointing. My God, that is a breaker's
anointing. Possessing the breaker's anointing. Hallelujah.
The breaker's anointing. My God, I'm talking about a leaping. I'm talking about a pregnant nation. You're getting pregnant on today with the breaker's anointing that Mary had. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, my God. This thing is deep right here. Hallelujah. I'm just, my God. Oh, my God, is in all of God right now for this breaker's anointing. My God, I'm just saying, do anybody, you can even see it. Can you smell it with your spiritual nostrils? Can you sense it? Can you really feel it wrapping around you like you're swaddling
Lord.
A
thank
baby?
You.
My God.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, my God. This is huge, everybody. I'm telling you, this is that breaker's anointing. Hallelujah. I tell God every time we get on this broadcast that when we get on here, that it's never going to be the same. From Sunday to Sunday, whatever day we get on here, that it's always something different. And today, I'm telling you, this breaker's anointing is so strong. As Apostle Firestarter just said, hey, you ain't got to wait for the prophet or the apostle or the evangelist, pastor, teacher to lay hands on you. You got the breaker's anointing right now. Whatever it is, I challenge somebody. Hallelujah. And this is a challenge that they do all the time on Facebook and the other social media networks. Work. I challenge you right now to go lay hands on everything that you want to see a breakthrough in your house. If it's yourself, your kids, your wallet, your purse, your refrigerator, your stove, your clothes. When I challenge somebody before I introduce the speaker to go and lay hands and say breakthrough, 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 breaker's anointing, Bel-Perazine, breakthrough, breakthrough. I challenge you to call people names out right now and say breakthrough. I challenge you. Oh my God, because I'm laying hands right now. Breakthrough. I'm laying hands on myself first. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. I'm standing with you right now. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough.
In the name of Jesus.
Breakthrough, breakthrough.
Breakthrough, breakthrough.
Come on, Zion. Breakthrough, come on, you can lay hands on everything you want.
Breakthrough,
if it's on your vehicle, breakthrough. If you need a new vehicle, put it down, breakthrough on everything in your life. Oh, my God. Woo, Jesus. My God, you should already felt the electricity of the breaker's anointing right there. My God, it should have you so turned up, hallelujah, for the Lord right now that you can hop like Tigger. Hallelujah, the tiger with Winnie the Pooh, hallelujah. It should be something so strong that my God will have you worship all day long. Woo! My God. I'm going to introduce the speaker of the hour. My God. Now, one thing I know about this woman of God, she believes in worshiping and praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She believes in the hemisphere being set, my God, before she go forth. Hallelujah. I'm going to introduce to some and present to others. This woman of God is a 2015 alumni graduate. Hallelujah, my God. Not only she's an alumni graduate, she's the president and supervisor of the Alumni Association. Hallelujah. She's assistant pastor of this nationwide global ministry. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. My God. Not only that, she's also the supervisor of the administrative team. She's on the grant team, the prophetic team. My God, you name it. This woman is a part of it, and I'm a Ruby. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. She's a humble woman of God. She's going to give you some powerful teaching nuggets. So she's going to deposit, oh, my God, some great information from heaven inside of you on today. She's going to give you insight. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, get ready. Have your notebook ready, your tablet, your phone. I'm going to have my phone ready. Hallelujah. To hear what God is about to say. I'm going to introduce the summer present to others, Pastor Sanika Porter Malloy. Hallelujah. The speaker of the hour. The mic is yours. My God.
Woo! Hallelujah. 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 We offer the sacrifice of praise. We offer the sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, Father God, we come to your name, Hara Devotia, in the name of Jesus. We come offering up a sacrifice of praise. Father God, we thank you for this word that you have for your people. It will enrich their lives on today, Father God. We ask that you increase and decrease me, Father God. We bless your holy name for being your vessel on today, Father God. We thank you for this humble opportunity to come before your people one more time and to release a word into the atmosphere, Father God. We come expecting by the time we get off this line, Father God, that we will have those miracles, signs, and wonders and manifestations because we offer you up our best sacrifice of praise on today, Father God. We say this prayer, high devotion in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was happy and humbled that I have a message for our young people on today. And my topic is going to be watch your tongue, your tone, and your body language. Again, the topic is watch your tongue, your tone, and your body language. The subtopic is, it's not what you say, but how you say it, spoken and unspoken. Again, the subtopic is, it's not what you say, but how you say it, spoken and unspoken. The scripture, I'm going to come from three scriptures on today. The first one deals with our tongue, and it's Proverbs, the 18th chapter, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it should eat the fruit thereof. My second scripture deals with tone. Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. And my third scripture deals with body language. 1 Corinthians 10, chapter verse 31 says, whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. So what does tone mean? Tone is a sound or the character of a sound, or the sound considered as this or that character, as a low, high, loud, grave, acute, sweet, or harsh tone. Next, we define what is your tongue. It is a large red part of the body and the mouth. It helps us to speak, the part of our mouth that we talk with. And third, what is body language? It is the movements or positions of the body that express a person's thoughts or feelings. I'm going to ask three questions on today. Why aren't we, God's children, not reaching our youth? Question two, why aren't we, God's children, not prepared nor willing to go to battle for our youth? And question three, how can we reach our youth? The main reason we aren't reaching our youth is due to how we approach them, how we speak to them, and how we judge them. For me, I used to teach substitute teaching, and I was an avid tutor in middle school. And the kids, if I hollered and screamed at them, they would never do exactly what I want them to do. When I talk with them with compassion and a nurturing voice, they seem more to comply, and they enjoy coming to school and learning more. So I learned with our young people, it is not
what you say to them, but basically how you say it to them. If you talk to them in a nice tone, they'll be more receptive. And we know with our speaking, we tend to speak our normal tone when we are, like, excited. We tend to speak a low tone when we are nervous. And when we're angry, we tend to speak a loud tone. So when we learn how to treat our young people, we are able to get them to do exactly what we need them to do. And James 1 and 19 reminds us that we are to always be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Our youth are going to make mistakes, but we should always listen and speak life more abundantly, as John 10 and 10 tells us, instead of a spoken word curse into their lives. As parents, as leaders, we are to always remember that the way we're going to reach our youth is how we speak to them and how we interact to them, whether it's spoken with our tongue and our tone or unspoken with our body language. Main point two, the reason why we aren't willing to go to battle for our children is because most of us haven't dealt with our past. We are refusing to break and confront our generational, ancient, and ancestral curses running rampant in our bloodline. We know Isaiah 58 tells us how to truly fast. And if we do this fast in Isaiah 58, we will truly be able to eliminate those generational, ancestral, and ancient curses. Most of us go to church. Most of us know God. But most of us don't have a relationship with God, which is why we are afraid to go to battle for our young people. We know that when we refuse to get up our flesh, we haven't died daily to our flesh, as Paul challenges you in Galatians 5 and 24. So we have to learn to die to our flesh in order so that we can be able to go into the battle for our youth. Galatians 5 and 24 reads, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with afflictions and lust." That means they have died to their flesh, their afflictions, the lust, anything that's not like God, they have died to it. In order to go to battle for our youth, we have to die to our flesh and ourselves daily. Also, we haven't learned that we have to pray, fast, and consecrate ourselves. And we have to have faith that we can win the spiritual battle against the no name. And Mark, the 9th chapter, 23:28-29 reads, "Jesus said unto him, If thou cannot believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Verse 28, "And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could we not cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting." We have to know that everything is possible only in God, that we cannot cast out certain demons unless we fast and pray and consecrate ourselves. We also have to have confidence in our ability to drive out demons, devils, evil spirits, because Matthew 10 and 1, Jesus gave us the authority and the power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manners of sickness and all manners of disease. So in order for us to go to battle with our children, we have to, instead of being afraid to get in a battle, we have to get exactly in the battle, because God is challenging us to get in the battle and to pray and fight and war on behalf of our youth. This generation is no longer a lost generation. It's a live generation. Number three, how can we reach our youth? The first thing we have to do is pray for them. I'm going to read 1 Samuel, the first chapter, in verse 27. And it reads, "For this child I pray, and the Lord have given me my petition which I asked of him." So we know that when we pray for our children, God will hear our prayers and answer our prayers concerning our children. So know that Philippians 1 and 6 reads, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ." We know that God is doing a good work in our children, and that he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And lastly, we should remember to declare, decree, and prophesy what Psalms 118 and 17 says. I should not die but live and declare the words of the Lord. You being parents, you have to prophesy, declare, and decree that every day over your children, that they should not live, they should not die, but they should live and declare the words of the Lord. You have to prophesy, declare, and decree over their friends, every youth you come into contact, that they should live and not die and declare the words of the Lord. And I have some scriptures for you all to meditate on this week concerning our children. The first is going to be Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 11, 13 through 17. And it tells us to put on the whole armor of God in order to go to battle for our children. Ephesians 6 and 12 tells us that we are fighting a spiritual fight for our children. And Matthew 11 and 12 tells us we have to remember the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. So we have to take our children back by force in the new name. We can't be scared. We can't have fear. We have to eliminate all of that and be prepared to go to battle for our children. They are our future generation, and it's up to us to leave a legacy, as Psalms 112 tells us to do, to leave a legacy for our future generations. This is how we can leave a legacy with them, is by interacting with them. As the young people remind me, Pastor, you got to walk the walk as well as talk the talk. We have to walk the walk and talk the talk. It's not do as I say, not as I do, because our children are watching every move that we make, whether it's good or bad. They're watching us. They're watching how we react to it, how we overcome every trial and challenge. And I just thank the Lord for this word that was spoken on today. Father God, we come in your name, but we thank you for learning how we could reach our young people, Father God, for letting us know that we have to watch our tone. We have to watch the words we speak to them, Father God. We have to watch our body links with them, Father God. We thank you for equipping us with the full armor of God, Father God, so that we can prepare to go to battle for our children, Father God. You said that they should live and not die and declare the words of the Lord. We stand on your word today that you would hear our prayers concerning our children. You would answer them, Father God. We say this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I turn it back over to you, Apostle Jones. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A powerful word. Hallelujah to the, not only to the youth, but for everybody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Things that we can learn. Hallelujah. To take away from the word. And she left us with some scriptures to meditate on this week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just want to say thank you to Pastor Sonika for that powerful word. Hallelujah on today. Hallelujah. You got to watch your tongue, watch your tone, watch your body language, because it's not what you say, it's what you're doing and how you're saying it. Glory to God. So we thank you for that mighty word. Hallelujah. And now we've come to the time for altar call. Prophetess Eagle Eye, the mic is yours. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I am reading Romans 10, verse 9 through 10. It says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has risen him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess that you are saved. Right now, I just want to thank God for anyone that's out there who wants to be saved, who wants to get rid of their life renewed back with God, or anybody that's out there who just want to dedicate their life to him even more and more every day, every day. It's not just for the sinners. It's for the saints. It's also for us, each and every one of us, every day today. Decree and declare our life to him every day. It's a daily thing. It's not just one time. You know, you did it over 5 years ago. You say you saved. No, it's a daily thing. You say you want to be saved daily. If anybody out there who wants to be saved, who did something today, who did something yesterday, or your thoughts in your mind, you thought about something about someone, you say you want to get saved daily. It's a daily thing. No one's here to judge you. No one's here to criticize you or what you did or how you did it. Everybody is one all together because God is one, and we all are one together with him. So anybody who wants to be saved, just take the time out. Just confess and just telling him in your heart how you feel about him and just renew your life with him. Amen, amen. Firestar, the mic is yours.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is there one on the line? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That will come. Hallelujah. Will you come? Is there one? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My. I don't know about y'all, but I'm with the apostle. I feel the anointing on the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She said, how many feels the breaker's anointing? Hallelujah. Some things have been destroyed since we've been on this line.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Walk that's in the same manner in which we came on the line. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you're going to be praising and hopping and skipping and humming a happy tune as you're going through. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And that's just what you're doing. You're going to go through. Hallelujah. Look at all that I'm going through. Hallelujah. But look
Hallelujah.
At all you, where you've come from. Come on. Somebody,
yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I heard the songwriter say, look where you brought me from. Oh, look where you brought me from. Hallelujah. Sometimes through the storm, sometimes through the rain, hallelujah, look where you brought me from, hallelujah. He brought you through storms. He brought you through rains, even when the bridge was washed out, hallelujah. He gave you a detour to go around, to go over, to go through, to go under, to get where he called you to be, glory to God. And if you look back over your life, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I know it's a lot of people on here that can testify, even all over
Amen.
In the other nations and countries
yes,
that's
Lord.
Listening in. Am I right about it, Pastor Sonika? Look
yes,
where
Lord.
He brought
Hallelujah.
Us from.
Yes,
Glory
Lord.
To God. If we go all the way back to the 2000s, come on, somebody, man, listen, in the 90s, in the 80s, Pastor Sonika, friendship, Mother Pat, hallelujah, look where he brought us from, glory to God, hallelujah, even in the midst of losing our pastor, let me show you how God works, even though we lost Pastor Mangrum on that day, I'm telling you, there was more praise and worship in the house than on any other day, because he brought us to a point that we all had to come together, come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
This part two of the sermon. Hallelujah.
Thank
Look
you,
where he brought us from. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It wasn't what we said. Hallelujah. But it was how we said it. We praised
yes.
God like we had done lost our mind.
Yes.
It was
yes.
true worship that
yes.
hit the house. My God, hallelujah. Drug addictions were destroyed. My God, marriages were brought back together. Relationships
yes.
were healed. My God, hallelujah. Committees that were at odds with other people. It didn't
yes.
matter at that point. We had lost our leader. And we said, my God, we're
yes.
going to come together and we're going to worship him. Hallelujah, in spirit and in truth,
yes,
that God's going to lead, hallelujah,
yes,
us to bring a new, hallelujah, new wine, hallelujah, into
yes,
new wineskin. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank
we set aside
you.
All of our differences. Come on, somebody. See,
yes,
I got some witnesses
did.
On the line. We
yes,
had to set
Lord.
Aside all of our differences and come together
oh,
because we had lost the head. Y'all going to hear me right now.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Look
Jesus.
Where he brought us from. Glory yes, to God. Yes. Even when Apostle Tashana is on sabbatical, come on, somebody. Am I right about it,
yes,
Pastor Sonika? No matter what the difference, we still got to come together because this ministry
yes,
still
Hallelujah.
Must be operating,
yes,
my God,
Lord.
Under the unction of the Holy Spirit. And we want to say, hallelujah, Lord God, I thank you. And he says, children in whom I am well pleased, well done. Come on, somebody. In the
yes.
name of Jesus, we got to come together in spirit and in truth, no matter
yes,
what.
Amen.
No matter what. Hallelujah. No matter who's in what position and what you're doing and where you're located, we've all got to come together in a true spirit.
spirit of praise
Amen.
And adoration. It's not about you. It's definitely not about me. It's not about
Amen.
We. It's not about us, but it's all about him and the upbuilding of his
yes.
kingdom. Come on,
Jesus.
Somebody.
And
this
Lord
is kingdom.
Jesus.
The kingdom has come. Glory
yes.
to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all, hallelujah, the praise has hit the house on today. He's
yes,
a way maker.
Jesus.
He's a miracle
yes,
worker.
He
He's a promise keeper.
Yes,
if you just stand and be still
yes.
and know that he is God, hallelujah, he's a promise
yes,
keeper. That's who he is. He's going to bring it to pass, y'all. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. No matter what way I'm feeling, no matter what I'm doing, no matter what state I'm in, Lord, I'll yet still praise you. Come on, somebody.
Yes. yes.
Hallelujah. No matter what this old body is feeling like, Lord, I thank you that you are inhabiting this temple and every pain, Lord God, I thank you that it's going to praise you and fulfill its purpose on today
yes.
in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to wait till tomorrow to praise him. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. I want y'all
yes.
to hear this all across
yes.
the nation. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you yet just stand and begin to praise
yes.
God through everything, through the good, the bad, the indifferent,
yes.
through the wait,
yes.
the waiting time,
yes.
that's when we get most anxious and angry, when we're waiting, when we don't have. Praise God for what you do have. What I know
yes.
that you do have, I know that you've got his breath. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because
yes.
if you didn't
yes.
have the breath in your
yes.
body, you
yes.
wouldn't be hearing me and praising God in the midst of the storm, even
yes.
in the midst of the little that you have. Begin to praise God. And Lord, I thank you that for the little that I do have, and watch him give you some more, and you have much overflow. Begin to declare and decree overflow, tsunami overflow daily over your lives, over your children. Lord God, I thank you that you have, hallelujah, run rampant and swept through my household. And everything is going to line up, hallelujah, to your word in the name of Jesus. Everything. Not some things, y'all. Everything. And everything that's not like you, God, here, let me open my front, my back door, every window I got, so it can go out right now in the name of Jesus. It can no longer reside. Y'all, please, the blood of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That's what the word will do for you. Put your faith into action. And not only your faith. Come on, somebody. You've got to put your actions behind it. Lord God, I got faith that you're going to heal me. That don't sound like you got faith. Lord God, I thank
Jesus.
You that you're going to heal my body in the
yes,
name of Jesus.
Lord.
And I take ownership
Jesus.
Of it, Lord God. And I
yes.
get up right now
yes.
and I walk the threshing floor, Lord God. And I thank you, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, for what you've done right now. You performed a miracle even as of now. I no longer have the C word. The no name is not coming against my body. It's not coming against my mind. Come on, somebody. It's not coming against my finances. It's not coming against my ministry. Hallelujah. It's not coming against me and my brother. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. It's not coming. But Lord God, I thank you that you came. Hallelujah. That I might have life and I have it more abundantly. Start talking in the present and the future tense. Come on, somebody. He said, speak things that be not as though they already were. I am a kingdom's kid. I am an heir in Christ Jesus. I am heir to the throne. I have everything that he says I can have in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, hallelujah, that I've already moved in my new home. Even before I start moving in, I dare you to start packing up boxes, throw it out, and act like you're moving. Come on, somebody. Then don't only act like it, do it. Begin to pack
hallelujah.
Up and go, hallelujah,
yes.
go drive down that street and see that home that you want
thank
and begin
you.
To walk around it 7 times. And I'm telling you, the door is going to come unlocked. Go over there and shake your keys.
Hallelujah.
You might not have the right key that fits in that lock, but he's got the key to every lock, unlocks every
yes,
door. Come on, somebody. Begin
thank
to shake
you.
Your keys. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I've got some tried and true who can tell you factually that they've gotten new homes on last year and this year. Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
Begin to declare and decree healing over those who are in comas. We have 4 that's already got up in the name of Jesus out of a coma
yes,
when the doctor
Lord.
Said that there's nothing else we're going to do. It's going to be a few hours. Here we are 5 years later, and the minister of music is still playing and praising God for what he brought him through. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And you just continue to speak life. Hallelujah. Watch your tongue. Watch your mouth. See, she came right in alignment with what I've been studying for the past 6 weeks. Watch your mouth. Understanding the power of the tongue. Come on now. Hallelujah. Only God would line that up. Oh, ye of little faith. If you don't believe in what you're speaking, why speak it out of your mouth? Stop wasting words. Come on, somebody.
You're wasting his breath. Speak things that be not as though they already were. In the name of Jesus, you complain about he raised on the job. You already got a raise. Come on, somebody. He raised up for you. He has all power. He has it. He says all you have to do is ask, seek, and knock. You've heard it. It's been connecting and connecting and connecting all through this service. And we didn't rehearse anything. There is no rehearsal with the Holy Spirit. We allow him to lead us. Am I right about it, Pastor Zanika? Holy Spirit led.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit led.
Yes.
Be led of the Holy Spirit. He lined us all up, every person on the program, even those who are not. I guarantee you there's a lot of people praising right now, and the tears are flowing. That's the overflow. That's the breakers anointing. Broke every spirit, every generational curse. She said, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And I was thanking God on mute. Lord, I thank you. She just declared and decreed it down through all the generations. I'm coming into agreement with the word. Come on. Hallelujah. That's my action. Hallelujah. Behind her faith. And I'm putting my faith with her faith. Hallelujah. And they're putting their faith with our faith. And we got that crazy faith. And we believe that God's going to do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't give up on God, because he'll never give up on you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. They're not just putting these songs together just for you to be singing and using as a cliche. You better catch that prophetic word and run with it. Glory to God. If you can't run, walk with it. Glory to God. You just get on that floor and you begin to walk with it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he's healing. Healing this generation. You watch. He's healing this new millennial generation. You watch what God does. He's going to start raising up so many millennials and putting them in strategically in place. Watch what he's doing by the end of the year. Glory to God. He's going to have some new advisors in the White House, and they ain't going to be old ones either. They're going to be of the Timothy generation. They're going to be of the new millennials.
Yes.
The passing of the baton. If you don't believe me, start with Joshua 1. I'm telling you, he's passing the baton from Moses to Joshua. It's already gone. Watch your words. Speak life. If you're mad, don't say nothing at all. I'm telling you, I had to learn that the hard way. Sometimes I slip, and I have to ask for forgiveness and repent. But I'm telling you, most of the time, I just get quiet. I'm just like, ooh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Just bridle my tongue. I've been telling myself that all week, just bridle my tongue, bridle my tongue, bridle my tongue, bridle my tongue. Bridle my tongue. Let me study your word. Lord, lead me to a scripture that will speak life to somebody else in the name of Jesus, because I don't want that blood on my hands, and I definitely don't run to reap the consequences from being disobedient. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank you, Pastor Zanika, for that powerful word. Glory to God. Prophetess Eagle Eye, Prophetess Irene, Mother Pat, glory to God. Apostle Tashana, Chief Apostle Tashana, hallelujah, and every person that's listening in on the line and those that are listening on the playback, my God, hallelujah, just declare and decree daily, something great is going to happen to me on today. I'm getting a wealth transfer on today. Lord, I don't know where it's coming from or what time it's going to come, but I thank you, Lord God, that it's coming. I'm thanking you in advance. I'm sowing my 20%. I'm sowing double in advance, and you'll receive double.
Lord.
In advance, before you even open your hand to sow it, you've already opened up your heart, and you made a commitment, Lord, I'm going to sow it anyway. I need to pay my mortgage. I don't have enough, so, Lord, I give it to you. Watch what God does. He honors your request. Come on, Jabez. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, he'll honor that request. I told the Lord, I'm a sow, but I need this $186,000 debt to be gone off my credit report. Guess where it went? It's gone. It went back to the dry places, never to return again, sealed
Hallelujah.
In the blood of Jesus. I'm telling you,
yes,
God will do it if you're faithful.
Hallelujah.
Speak it out of your mouth. I declare and decree to every debt on this line and every person listening in, including myself, because I'm listening in too, hallelujah, that it is paid in full in the name of Jesus, and you owe no one but to love them in the name of Jesus. It's done. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
My. Hallelujah. Woo! Take over, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You believe in God for a house, Pastor Sonika? It's yours in the name of Jesus. Mother Pat, go get your own house.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's two houses. That's double. Hallelujah. And I
Hallelujah.
Declare and decree a third over Princess in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
One for the
Jesus.
Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy
and
Spirit. I ain't trying to be
Spirit.
Funny, y'all.
Yes,
I'm telling you, but it's time for us to walk in our own and leave our legacy. Hallelujah. And pass
yes,
it down Lord. Through the generations. Come on, somebody, in the name
Thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Or in full. I declare and decree new cars on the line. I declare and decree new mindsets on the line.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
So that when they receive it, Lord God, that they'll know what, hallelujah, they'll know what to do with it and be able to multiply it back to you instead of burying it in the ground. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I open up the floor for comments and remarks to Pastor Sonika. Hallelujah. On that powerful word on today, the mic is yours. One at a time, please. Hallelujah.
Blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look where he brought us to. My Lord. My Lord. My Lord. Pastor Sonika, God has truly blessed me with you. Not only am I your mother, but you are, outside of God, my very best friend. I love you. I pray each and every day for you, that you continue to grow stronger and stronger in the Lord. And everybody else on the line, and I'm going to leave this with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, when I was a baby, I did not understand. When I was a toddler, I did not understand. When I was a elementary student, I did not understand. When I became a teenager, I did not understand. But when I became a woman, God had already had it in the plan. And he said, you, my child, this is for you. You continue to do what I tell you to do. It's not about anything else. It's all about me. So for you, my child, sit and listen, and you'll see. Sit and listen, and you'll see. It's not about the outside world. It's all about me. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. God says, it's not about anything else, it's all about him. He watched you from the time you was born to the time you became a woman. You've always been anointed. And he is so pleased, well pleased. He's so ecstatic that you stepped up and step into your position of pastorhood, of motherhood. And he's going to bless you to step not just into your position, but into his greatness. Remember, always keep him first. And he will continue to bless you. And mommy loves you. Conditionally and always. To God be the glory for the things you are doing to please him. And I love you. Pastor Jones, I'm going back on mute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Is there another? Glory to God. You may go forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Pat. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Pastor Sonika, this is Prophetess Irene. I want to thank you for that powerful word of, you know, watching your mouth and body language and tongue. It was a powerful word for the younger generation, but it also, like Apostle Marcia said, it's for the older generation. And I just thank you for that word, because I had to learn that, still learn it, and then learn that a lot. Be slow to speak, you know, just listen, and, you know, listen to God, you know, and just try to just stay in his word and keep calm in situations. And then he's been teaching me that, and I thank God for that, and I thank you for the scriptures. And love you to life, like you always say, and thank you, one of a God, Agape.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Irene, Prophetess Irene, hallelujah. Is there another? Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Again, Pastor Sunika, thank you for such a powerful word. Every person that was on the lineup, I thank God for you. He lined us up as one body. Hallelujah. With one message. Glory to God. There was no gray area. Hallelujah. It was all, hallelujah, divinely orchestrated by God on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm glad about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before we have our benediction, glory to God, and our closing remarks, hallelujah, I want to open up the floor to Chief Apostle Tashana to see if she has any remarks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hello. I'm sorry, Pastor T, she's resting and
Amen.
She's replenishing, so she's not gonna be able to speak right now. But
Amen.
I was something to Pastor Sunika. Pastor Sunika, I just wanna say wonderful word. I thank God for you. I thank God for you being available to speak on today. I thank God for you taking the time out of your day to come up here and bring the word of God and let God use you as a vessel. I thank God for that. I thank God for you being such a humble, loving person. I thank God for you, and I just wanted to cover you right now. I want to pray for you. Dear Lord God, we come to you right now, Father God, asking that you would just bless Pastor Sunika, Lord God, just cover her with your blood, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that she has poured out to us today, Lord God. And, Lord God, we want you to speak it back into her life, Lord God. The same words that you spoke to her today, Lord God, that you speak more blessings over her life, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for blessing her and her family, Lord God, to be here, Lord God, and to be able to help one another, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for letting us all come together as one, Lord God, and be all together and united, Lord God. I thank God, Lord God, for her just blessing her, Lord God, taking her time out to just come on this line, Lord God, to worship you, to praise you at a young age, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, that she's dedicated to you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, I speak many more blessings over her life, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for just loving us, Lord God, and caring for her, Lord God, and covering with her blood, Lord God. We speak way more blessings over like 10 times, Lord God, even more over her life, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for just blessing her, covering her, Lord God. We speak nothing but blessings over her life, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord God, to just bless her right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophetess Eagle Eye. Glory to God, and we pray many blessings over Chief Apostle Tashana as she replenishes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our announcements will be posted by Pastor Sunika. Hallelujah. Later on, glory to God, they'll be posted up on I Am a Ruby as well as also in the Platinum Eagle Chambers. Hallelujah. In the different ministry sites. Glory to God. So look for those. Hallelujah. And govern yourselves accordingly. Glory to God. Now we'll have our benediction and closing remarks by Pastor Sunika Porter Mallory. The mic is yours. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory. I am just humble. I love everyone to life. If you all ever need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call me. I will do my very best to be there for you all. I love you all not only as assistant pastor of the ministry, but also as leadership at the Alumni Association. I love each and every one of you. I'm just humble and blessed to have been a part of this worship explosion on today. where things have been broken up, manifestations have been brought forth, healing. And I just praise the Lord that we are in agreement that no more generational curses, ancestral curses, or ancient curses will be against our children, that we are touching and agreeing with one another today, that we are prepared to put on the full armor of God and go to battle on behalf of our children and their friends. Amen, amen. I love you all to life. Father God, we just thank you. Higher devotion in the name of Jesus for another opportunity to come before your people and say, we thank you for the word released into the stratosphere on today, Father God, to watch our tongue, our tone, and our body language, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the scripture that you gave us, Father God, which we can use, Father God, to witness and minister to our young people, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God, for this invitation by our Timothy generation to come and speak to them, Father God. We don't take it for granted, Father God, having the opportunity to speak before our young people, Father God. We bless your holy name. We cancel any whiplash, any backlash, any retaliation, any demons, devils, and evil spirits to the 10th generation, Father God. We also uplift our chief apostle and our whole mysterious staff, Father God, before you, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus not only all over them, Father God, but everyone who's on this line and those connected to each and every one of us on the line today, Father God. Keep us covered in your precious blood, Father God. And as we get off the line, Father God, never from your presence, Father God, we want to say we love you, we honor you, we adore you, and we're just so grateful and humble that you blessed us with your presence on today, Father God. You promise us where two or three had gathered, you would surely be in the midst, and you are in the midst on today, Father God. Thank you for this powerful worship explosion on today, Father God. We love you, and we feel this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. I turn it back over to you, Apostle Jones. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we'll go into our closing song, and then after our closing song, hallelujah, we'll take it from there. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
All I do is praise, 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 no matter what. Got Jesus on my mind. Drop all your situations. God love is raining down like Luther's so amazing. My life's forever taken. Haters forever flaking.
Forever.
Think you can keep me down? That don't fit the equation. Check my abbreviation.
Hey,
I got the answer, homie. It came like pow, pow. Like I'm false money. My God deserves the praise and the honor too. In word up every Sunday
up.
And we raising the roof. So trust it's not hard to give the Lord praise. Just lift up both your hands and do a little wave. So catch me at the church, I'm in the front row. Cause like a new curl, he'll make you
all I'm doing is praise, 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 no matter what. Got Jesus on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time his presence in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they say that.
If your hands up, you better leave them in. If you didn't come to praise, you should be leaving in. See, I believe in him. I don't care who around. I'm riding through the town. I let my speakers pound. If your hands down, what you here for? This praise and music, man, I got an ear for. I'm going in like the letter N sponsored me. This 100 proof, so enjoy my verse responsibly. I came like I was, white teeth and some jeans. They couldn't stop my shine.
Nope.
I feel Felix Beans, and when I need a lift, I drop to my knees. I say it one more time, hands up,
all I
please.
Do is praise, 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 no matter what. Got Jesus on my mind, I can never get enough.
Now,
and every time his presence in the building, everybody hands go up, and they say that.
Up, down, up, down,
cause all I do is praise, praise, praise. And if you're going in, put your hands
Hallelujah. And what do we say when we get off the line?
Agape.
Agape.